Yep.
Mr. Haldeman, sir?
Yep.
You are?
Hello? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Just checking if you had any last-minute information or anything?
No, nothing.
I guess
nothing
Buchanan,
hot or pressing.
Buchanan's going to bring over some more stuff.
Market creeped back up a little bit today, 3 points.
Yeah.
$11 million.
It is. You know, the market's really not too significant, right?
No, it's kind of just wobbling along.
It's going to stay this way for another couple months,
yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
And incidentally, that's pretty all it's worth. That's
yeah.
What I feel.
That's 905, and it seems to be hanging there.
And if it hangs around there, maybe
around the 900 area.
It comes there, and then it'll get another. What will really give it a lift is if you get good figures on sales, you get a good.
Yeah.
Get a congressional action on the tax thing. Or
and some third quarter profits and
maybe,
stuff, too.
If they're any good. I don't know what they're going to be, but we shall see.
Right.
All right.
Other than that, there's nothing.
Oh, you know, I didn't know. I hadn't seen the news from. You know, these governor's conferences, though, aren't they ridiculous?
Terrible.
My God, we sent a whole gang down there, everybody else. It's really a way for the governors to get somebody to pay attention to them, isn't that it?
Yeah, and to get a paid vacation in some spa for a week.
And but it's just a ridiculous goddamn thing.
Yeah.
They are just useless exercises in futility.
They really are.
Well, I'll see if you and Mars are meeting at 4:30 tomorrow with them.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right.
No, wait. Yeah, it's 4:30 or 5.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. What time it is, just set it up.
Right.
I'll get it up. I had one thought that might be a rather nice one with regard to that Camp David group. I was thinking that depending upon, maybe not, it couldn't be this, naturally not this weekend, it can't be next weekend. It will be in Anchorage. The following weekend, we might invite the principals. You know, again, you remember I told you just leave off, so that you don't have any problem with Sapphire of the Arrest. Because I just don't feel it's right to have non-principals in on a on a thing. Do you agree?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but I think we might have the principals with their wives up for dinner. How do you think that would be?
At Camp David.
Yeah.
I think that'd be great.
That'd be something that would mean an awful lot to all of them. And then let them spend the night. See? They could fly up to dinner and then just say, we'd like for you to come up and have dinner. And then we'll talk about Camp David and so forth and so on. And that'll be before our September 30th. That'll be the weekend we have our September 30th. See, what is the date? Would you look that in there?
Let me see. It'd be the weekend, well, the Alaska weekend, then the next weekend would be the second and third
of October.
Yeah. Which would be just before your October 7th phase two announcement. It'd be, in other words, it'd be right after the September 30th, after they'd gotten all their work done, in effect, and while you're making the final decision. It would make a lot of sense, really, to meet with them then. Because we've said they're to have their all the stuff done for phase two by the end of the month.
Yeah.
Then you gather that weekend, the second. Or you could have them up Friday night. Is that what you had in mind, Friday night?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the wives thing, if it has to be work, is not a good idea then.
Well, I wouldn't make it work. I'd just talk about it being work.
Yeah, in other words, do the work in other places.
We don't have to do the work.
Right, I get your point, but I think
the work's supposed to be done by them, but we can say it's being, you know, it's been done. This is the final session to wrap it up, and you're back to camp.
Now, you don't think we have any problem in not having the other. You see, if you, it just gets too many people.
Yeah.
But I think the only people I would add to the quadriad would be, besides your, Ehrlichman, yourself, Peterson, and Volker and Stein. See? That's what it amounts to, doesn't it?
Volker. Stein, right.
Right. And then just leave everybody else off.
Yep.
I don't think anybody gets their feelings hurt, will they?
I don't think so, no. Because the... about Weinberger.
Weinberger I'd have, yeah.
And Arthur. Well, Arthur's a quadriad.
Quadriad.
I think that works fine. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You really can't do much more than that. We don't have adequate housing for more than that.
No. They'll all understand.
But that would... that. Basically would work out very well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think that'd be very nice. It'd be a very nice touch.
Sort of the spirit of Camp David thing and so forth.
They can all wear their new Camp David jackets.
I'd have to let them, and I'd have them for Friday if night.
Yeah.
They can whip off and leave.
Dinner Friday night and then stay over.
As long as they want.
For those who want. And
yeah.
If they don't want to, they don't have to.
That's right. Good. All right.
Good, we'll work on that.